The Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, is suing to block the merger of two large supermarket chains, Kroger and Albertsons. The lawsuit underscores why the concept of antitrust should be junked. Hello, I'm Steve Forbes, and this is What's Ahead, where you get the insights you need to better navigate these turbulent times. The FTC won headlines when it filed a lawsuit to stop Kroger from buying Albertsons. The case goes to a court hearing in August. The agency's rationales are preposterous. It claims the combination will hurt consumers with higher prices and fewer, shoddier choices, and that it'll harm workers with lower pay and degraded working conditions. To listen to the FTC, you'd think the two companies own the grocery market. Actually, both are trying to make it, even survive in an intensely competitive, fast-changing market. Incredibly, to conjure up a case of potential monopoly, the FTC ignores a huge chunk of the industry. Walmart is the largest grocer in the U.S. Amazon owns Whole Foods, a multi-billion dollar high-end food retailer. Both don't figure in the FTC's calculations. Nor does Aldi, an agile, fast-growing, low-priced food seller. The FTC overlooks mammoth discounters like Sam's Club and Costco. Americans are buying food and household products from an incredible array of purveyors these days, such as Target, Trader Joe's, and Dollar General. Americans are spending far less time these days in the kitchen than in years past, which means traditional grocers are now offering prepared meals and in effect now compete with fast food and casual dining outlets. The profit margins in the grocery business are paper thin, usually less than 2 cents on the dollar. The FTC acts like it's still 1970. The courts should toss out this utterly ill-conceived suit and force it to pay the company's legal bills. At the same time, though, the whole exercise should force a hard look at the whole concept of antitrust. The movement arose in the late 1800s when Americans were genuinely concerned by the rise of companies achieving previously inconceivable sizes. Big was seen as bad, and these trusts, as they were called then, seemed a threat to democracy itself. The precedent was established that the government should, in certain circumstances, break up or stop certain business combinations. In recent times, the criteria has been whether size alone or a proposed acquisition would harm consumers. If not, it was fine. The FTC and the Justice Department's Antitrust Division have blocked or tried to block a number of mergers. For instance, the proposed takeover of troubled Sprint by JetBlue was spiked, even though they would be only the fifth largest airline in the U.S. Ditto Six Flags and Cedar Fair amusement parks. Most reprehensibly, the FTC kiboshed Illumina's reacquisition of Grail, thereby setting back the advancement and use of early screening tests to detect deadly cancers before the symptoms show up. Free markets are the best busters of what appear to be monopolies. Seemingly impregnable giants like GM, IBM, Microsoft, and Walmart all eventually faced humbling competitors. I'm Steve Forbes. Thanks for listening. Do send in your comments and suggestions. I look forward to being with you soon again.